Well, I am excited tonight. iCulture Radio listeners, I have with me the comedian extraordinaire, Willie B., and his many cast of characters. Woody would be one of them. But welcome to the show, Mr. Willie. It's so such a pleasure to have you.
All right, Willie Brown in the house. And Woody. And Uncle Rufus.
And Auntie. How y'all doing?
Oh, Auntie, we're doing fine tonight. We're excited.
We got a full house tonight, girl.
Yes, we do. You know, the scripture talks about, joy and merriment makes the heart lighter and different things like that. So I just wanted to touch on the fact that you've been doing what you've been doing for quite a long time. I mean, it's such a part of our culture, comedy. And so we wanted the opportunity to invite you today to really talk about that. So tell the listeners about what you've been discovering, maybe that are the newest trends in inspired comedy and other related things related to what you do in ministry.
All right, well, comedy, comedy's been around for a long time. And I like to say that I think that God created comedy, and I believe the devil perverted it.
You got that right.
Yeah. I think what's happening right now, we're having a gospel comedy explosion. It was kind of underground for a number of years, and, we had some pioneers like Jonathan Slocum, Broderick Rice, who kind of brought it out and kind of brought it to the forefront. But then we got a lot of new people that have gotten on board, and it's really going through the roof now. A lot of churches and different Christian entities are starting to use comedy. I mean, there's so many places where you can use comedy. I mean, almost every event you could use some comedy just to break the ice, one of the biggest pastors in the country, Dr. Creflo Dollar from World Changers, he takes a comedian, Akintunde, on a road with him, to open up. So, I mean, just goes to show you that, people are really buying into this, and I think Christians, we're realizing that it's good for us to laugh.
And if you don't laugh at yourself, I will. You know what I'm saying? It's all wood.
Absolutely, and I agree with you, especially in these times when things have been so hard economically, although we're in a recovery, there are people still struggling, so laughter does make the heart lighter. So I'm just elated about that, and like you're saying, you're seeing comedians really take on a lot of different platforms, and I'm really excited because comedians like yourselves, whether they call themselves Christian comedians, gospel comedians, or clean comedians, they're really taking this platform to another level. So how do you see clean comedy being used to impact or improve the quality of life of urban-inspired or faith-driven consumers?
Well, first and foremost, piggybacking on your previous question as well, I think, we need a national platform for what we do. And we need to be on television on a regular basis. That's what we need, be on television on a regular basis so people can see us and get to know who we are. We all need to laugh. We need to make the option available to the believers because, you can watch, Mike Epps or Cat Williams on HBO or Showtime, but you can't see your favorite Christian comedians like Marcus D. Wiley, Chocolate, Small Fire, Willie Brown and Woody. You can't see us every day on television or every week, and that's something that, I think the body of Christ, we need to work on because we need to let our young people know that, hey, you can aspire to be this. You can be clean. You can be funny, and you can take this route. But, see, they're only going to do what they see. So I believe we got to socialize them. It's great for them to get the preaching and the teaching at church, but when you leave that church, you got to go back home. You got to go back to your environment, and you got to go back you may be watching whatever's on TV at the time. You may be going to the movies and watching whatever movie comes out, and it may not always have the best moral values, And so we need to have more vehicles that show Christians having a good time and having fun, because I don't think nothing's wrong with laughing. So I see comedy moving into clean comedy, a Christian comedy, a gospel comedy, moving into television, us having our own TV shows, having sitcoms, not having to be preachy or anything, but, ending with a positive message, you know, ending with good Christian values, you know, something that you would want your children to watch. We want to bring the family back together. We don't want you to have to go in another room because there's something getting ready to come on that we don't think you should be listening to. And we probably shouldn't be listening to it either as adults, if a kid shouldn't be listening to it. So I'm thinking that comedy, as it continues to move, faith-based comedy, I believe we're going to move into, you know, you're going to start seeing television shows, you're going to see sitcoms, you're going to see movies. And, you know, that's the mission that we're on.
You know, and I wholeheartedly agree with you. One of the reasons why iCulture even began was to really kind of showcase to the consumers that inspired culture. It's the same culture that urban culture is, except for it's without compromise. And as we discover and realize our various gifts and our talents, they too can be used to really, you know, prosper ourselves, you know, create jobs and entrepreneurship and, you know, just income and revenues to be able to uphold our lifestyle. And so it doesn't have to be something that you may have to compromise your beliefs about. So that is exciting, and you're right. You know, it's family-friendly. You don't have to, you know, have the kids go in another room to be able to enjoy it. So I agree with you. Tell us, Willie, how you got started in this, you know, area. How did your ministry begin and then, you know, take off?
Well, years ago, I was out, you know, I was in comedy clubs. I started out with I guess you could say BET Comic View. When D.L. Hughley was the host of Comic View, that was years ago, that's when I got my first national debut. And from there, I was living in Washington, D.C. at the time. And I'm originally from New Haven, Connecticut. But after college at Hampton, I moved to Washington, D.C. And I started working in the comedy clubs. And I was working alongside people like Dave Chappelle, Wanda Sykes, Chris Thomas. Martin Lawrence had just left D.C. at the time.
Wow.
You know, these are people I came up with. And you know, there were some funny comedians back then. You know, I was learning the craft. Now, you know, I'm a ventriloquist, so it's what I do is even different. You know, I had to learn how to be funny with it. You know, it's one thing to be a ventriloquist and not move your lips when you're talking with your character, but it's another thing to have real comedy that's going to make somebody sit there and listen. So, you know, the comedy clubs helped me to get strong. I will say that. But over the years, when I moved out to California in 98, you know, I went out there to seek fame and fortune, but I ended up really renewing my faith with Christ. And I got involved with a company called Outreach Comedy. It was a Christian marketing organization, and they were sending me out to do comedy events at different churches all over the country, all types of churches, non-denomination, you know, white churches, black churches, mixed, some Latino churches, and it was a great experience. And they kept me busy like every weekend, you know, doing different churches. And it helped me with my comedy and my delivery, but it really helped my walk, you know, because I was out there in a comedy store, and I was out there, I worked with everybody pretty much, Steve Harvey, you know, Mike Epps, Cat Williams. I mean, I knew all these guys, and I still, you know, I know them today. I mean, but I just decided to take another path. And I'm so glad that I did, but I believe that God called me, you know, and you know, He made that path plain for me, you know, and I'm glad I was just obedient to it. And it's been a good journey, and I'm so thankful that He has me on this side. And I'm so glad that, you know, my act is clean and wholesome, and that I can give something back to society, to our youth. And just, you know, to help build up the kingdom of God, you know, and that's what I'm really trying to do. And so I think the comedy, I think as a tool, I think it's just one aspect of what the whole Christian mission is all about. You got comedy. I'm a comedian. I'm a ventriloquist comedian. So that's another art form. Then you got rap, gospel rap. You got poetry. You know, and I think it's all good. I think we need all of that because they're all very strong tools to communicate to people. And our young people are really into it. I think we really need to nurture our young people and give them a platform where they can be seen. you know, doing gospel comedy, doing gospel hip hop, doing poetry, you know, and I'm really all for that, and I'm very passionate about it. And I believe that this is not an event; it's a movement. It's a movement. That's what it is. And where we are now, this is where gospel music was maybe 15 years ago. That's where gospel comedy is. We're still breaking down doors. We're still getting people to realize, hey, that's a profession that they're doing. That's a craft. Yes. That's an art. That's not just some guy talking trash on a street corner. Oh, go get brother Joseph. He'll come and do it. He'll be the comedian this next week at the church picnic. No, get you a good comedian that is going to make everybody laugh and take it to another level. Somebody who's gifted in this area, and I believe that God has gifted a number of us for a time such as this.
Right.
And this is what we do, and this is all that we do. This is our ministry. This is our walk. This is what we do. We were created to make the saints laugh.
Amen. Oh, man, I am just like, we are so insane.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty, look at that. Something just happened there. Did you see that? Did you
Amen.
See that?
The spirit fell.
There's an anointment in the room. There's an anointment. You better catch that thing right there. Hallelujah.
Exactly.
Keep moving.
Man.
Keep praying. I worship. Shifting. Did you feel that, Ursula? Did you feel that shift right there?
Man, I felt it.
Good God Almighty. Something is happening right now.
I'm going to run around this building in a minute. Woo-hoo.
You're going to make a dummy walk tonight. Look, I was in the suitcase so long, I thought I was T.I. on house arrest, okay? I thought I was Daniel in the lion, then Jonah in the belly of the whale. Shadrach, Meshach, and a big Negro up in there. But I prayed, Ursula. I said, Lord, please let me out. I did not do nothing wrong. Do you know that the Lord heard my cry, Ursula?
He heard your cry.
For he who the Son has set free shall be free indeed. Amen. Hallelujah. Good
great,
God Almighty.
Great, great, great. Wow. I'm just excited for our listeners to be able to share with us this evening with your gifts. And I agree, the anointing falls afresh. And this movement that is just kind of taking shape and coming into the mainstream arena is so needed, as I believe a lot of people are in need of a touch from God in different ways. People aren't the way they used to be. It used to be, cut and dry. But like the times when Thomas Dorsey and Mahalia Jackson came into the scene and they introduced something new, it was kind of rejected, and then you had B.B. and C.C., you had the Hawkins, and even Kirk Franklin to usher in a new...
That's my
realm.
Man right there, Kirk Franklin. That's the only man I know that can get a... He's the only man I know that can get a Stellar Award and ain't got to sing a lick. You ain't never heard Kirk Franklin sing, have you? Someone asked a question, why? Why do we sing? We sing because he pays us. That's the reason why we sing. Amen. Praise God.
That's why they were singing. But I mean, it is true. You and the likes of your counterparts are ushering in this new movement, and it's what's needed. So I agree with you with your previous statement about, you know, it's a profession, and then it could come alongside film. Television, like you pointed out, music, and, it's able to provide jobs and commerce for the kingdom so that we can grow this.
Yeah, that's why I love what Tyler Perry's doing right now. I think he's a great example. I mean, he has so much work. What a body of work this man's created. And he has his positive messages at the end of everything that he does. And that's what it's all about. I mean, you still got to grab the people's attention. But, you know, it has to be hip. It's got to be hot. Like, a lot of times if someone says, oh, we got a gospel comedy show, oh, it's going to be clean comedy? Oh, that ain't going to be that funny. I think sometimes even people in the church think that. They think that they got to go outside the church to listen to some comedy for it to be funny. But no, because guess what? A lot of us were in the clubs. A lot of us were. But we're saved now. We're not out there anymore. But we still have the gift. We got the gift to make people laugh. And we'll make you laugh hard, too. We're going to make your stomach hurt.
You have to call the ambulance. I'm telling you right now. You better have your medical insurance paid up because you're fitting to go to the doctors right now, okay? I had to go to the doctors myself because my legs is messed up, Ursula. Doctor gave me 6 months to live. I ain't had no money, so he gave me 6 more months. You know what I'm saying? They'll work with you. It's all wood.
I had to go to the doctor, too. Uncle Rufus, you went to the doctor? Yes. Yes, I had to do a triple bypass.
You had triple bypass surgery?
No, I passed his office 3 times. Why didn't you go in there? I ain't going in trying to use up all my Medicaid.
You got high blood pressure at all?
I ain't got no blood pressure at all. How's your sugar? It's good. I buy it by the pound, put it on my sugar frosted flakes, help bring the taste out. Doctor said I got the RLS.
RLS?
Yes. What's that? That's the restless leg syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, that's where you sleep, but your leg is still walking around the room.
Uh-huh.
And the downside is, you wake up feeling refreshed, and your leg is in the corner, tired as can be. Get up, leg. Get up. We got to go to choir rehearsal. Get up now.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
You got to see Uncle Rufus. You know, he's one of my newest characters also. I don't know if you've seen him. Because, you know, I started out with Woody. Woody was my main guy. And I had him for years, and I thought that Woody, that was all I needed.
Yeah, I am all you need.
No, I had to expand. When President Obama took office the first time, I heard him say, we need to reinvent ourselves. He said, we got to make some changes. And I heard him, and he was speaking to me. And I said, you know what? I'm going to have to start changing the way I do things. So I got Uncle Rufus, who's like an old man character. He keeps his arms folded, and he's kind of cantankerous. He's like my father, you know, set in his ways. And he was really my answer to ventriloquist Jeff Dunham's Walter. I don't know if you know Jeff Dunham. He's the white ventriloquist that's really popular right now. But
yeah, I've seen it.
You know him. Okay, well, Uncle Rufus is like my answer to Walter pretty much. He's funny.
Wow.
He's funny.
Wow. And you're so right. I think the longer we walk with God and we continue to submit our gifts to him, he allows us to develop, you know, in these ways that keeps up with, you know, how things are moving. And so now you have Auntie.
Yeah, Auntie is making her debut this weekend at Higher Living Christian Church, which is our church in Hampton, Georgia, with Andre Landers, Pastor Andre Landers. And Auntie is on. Hey, Auntie.
Hey, now. Don't all sooky now. Don't start none, won't be none.
How you feeling, Auntie?
I don't know. You better feel me and see, baby.
Auntie, you too much.
Boy, if you wasn't my nephew, you'd be my husband. Because you is one fine man. All the way. From the top of your head, and that's a pretty big head, y'all, down to the precious soles of your feet. Oh, Lord, look at them feet. Are they legal?
Yes, they're legal.
Ooh-wee. You know what they say about a man that got big feet?
No.
Don't take them long to walk to the ATM machine, baby.
Is that the truth? Okay. That is wonderful. So
Auntie, what you been up to?
Well, you know I'm back on the dating scene.
Already?
Well, you sound surprised.
Well, I am. I heard an uncle just passed away not too long ago.
Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. And that was the worstest day of my life. I thought I'd never, ever get over it. Oh, well, life goes on. Thank God for that insurance policy.
You had coverage?
Like a good neighbor, baby. State Farm was there. Ooh, they was there, baby. Yeah, it was there.
He was a good man.
Oh, he was a mighty good man. Oh, what a mighty good man. They don't make him like that no more, Ursula. The men nowadays, they just go on and die and leave you by yourself.
So she's going to be a lot of fun this week. She's going to be a lot of fun. This is going to be our debut with her on this big show we got coming up.
And so as your platform expands, then you have the opportunity to create more opportunity for other comedians like yourself, right?
Exactly, you know, and that's when I realized, you know, it's not just about us. You know, we're like, everything we all do in this life is to be a witness to others and to build a platform and to you know, Jesus was a cornerstone. You know, mm-hmm. we're supposed to build on that because he said we were going to do greater things than what he did. So if we just take a focus off of ourselves and look at what we're building, because sometimes you look at what your body of work and you're like, it doesn't seem like I'm doing so much. And even though you have done quite a bit, but you feel like, you know, you're measuring yourself and you're like, I want to do so much more. But see, to God, maybe to God you are doing a lot. But if you're going by man's statute, yeah, maybe you're not, you know. But see, he's only looking for one of us that's going to be obedient. Because it takes one person to change the world. One person to do God's will, to make a big difference. And that's what we're all trying to do. So I'm excited. And that you mentioned that, we got a platform. And you guys started something years ago when you started doing the bringing the comedians in with the Urban Gospel Alliance, which I thought that was hot. And so we picked up on that. And this is our third year with the Living on Laughter Gospel Comedy Conference. And
awesome.
I'm on the committee, and we're going to have our third conference in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. It's going to be June 13th through the 15th. And you need to go to the website. It's LOLGCA.com, LOLGCA.com, Living on Laughter Gospel Comedy Conference, June 13th through the 15th. And this is where we're going to talk about our ministry, the ministry of comedy, and we're going to help – help nurture each other and fellowship with one another and just build our platform and let the world know that we're here. We're going to celebrate ourselves like they do with the Stellar Awards. You know, we need to do that for comedy, you know.
Absolutely. And I am committed to doing all I can to expand your platform and have it grow across what I call industries. And being able to get introduced to the television market and film market and different things like that. So we're just excited to be able to have you this evening. So tell the listeners, how can they connect to you? Can they get you on iTunes? You know, you got any recorded projects? Are you on social media?
Yes, we are on social media. You can check us out on Facebook, Willie Brown and Friends on Facebook. I also have my own personal page. You can also go to our website, WillieBrownAndWoody.com, WillieBrownAndWoody.com. Or cleancomedyclinic.com, like the doctor's office, because we consider ourselves to be laugh doctors. We heal you with our medicine of laughter. We got over 20 different comedians on the Clean Comedy Clinic, in case you know you're having a function and you need a comedian. We got some of the greatest comedians out there, like Small Fire, Akintunde, Marcus D. Wiley from the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, Chocolate, Joe Recca, Ewanda White. We got some really talented, the most talented people I believe we have on our site. You also can hit me up on Twitter. I'm Woody's Boy on Twitter. Woody's Boy on Twitter. And, I'm easy to find.
Yeah, you can find us easy, baby. That's all you got to do is call us, okay? We'll be there. Yeah,
awesome.
But we got things to do, okay?
Yeah, we're trying to get out the suitcase for real.
They need to let y'all out for some sunshine.
Yeah, because, you know, Auntie, she's dating again, you know, so. And if I wasn't sure, she said, Auntie, you've been dating? Have you met any good men?
Yes, I like them young, Ursula. But I take an old man with benefits any day. Them young men is cute, but they ain't got nothing but big ideas. I need a man with major medical, vision, dental, liposuction, and breast reduction. You know what I'm saying?
If I wasn't mistaken, I think that you was a cougar.
No, baby, I'm a Jaguar XJ. And don't you forget it. I'm four on the floor and low to the ground. I got torque, suspension, and cruise control, just in case we have a rough ride, baby.
Well, Auntie, I am so thrilled to make your acquaintance. I look forward to experiencing you more. Thank you so much, Mr. Willie Brown and Woody and Uncle.
Thank you.
Make sure you get our new DVD too. It's called Family Comedy Night.
Okay.
Family Comedy Night, Volume 1, and it's featuring Four Man of Quest.
And Four Man of Quest is a play on words. It's Four Men, Four Christ, Four Comedy. It's me, Vic Cooley,
St. Vic and Darian Perkins is a great concept. So we're like the Christian Kings of Comedy. You'll love it. And it's our new DVD. It's out, and you can find it on, if you go to our website, WillieBrownandWoody.com, and we got some commercials on YouTube. And, you know, just hook up with us, and we'd love to share what we're doing. What we're all about, this thing.
Yeah, this is what we do, baby, okay? I'm in my calling, okay? I'm walking in my calling.
That's right. So take a clue, everybody. Walk in your calling. Thank you so much, you guys, for joining us tonight. And we look forward to having you back on the show and so you can tell us more about how things are going.
Yeah, do you need my phone number? Do you need a phone number?
Yes, please. Give us a phone number.
Give me the phone number, Willie.
Yeah, bro. Go on and give me a phone number. Okay, you can reach us at 310-663-9228. That's the cell. 310-663-9228. And also in Atlanta in the office, 770-288-2836. That's 770-288-2836. Willie Brown and Woody.com. Ventriloquist comedian.
Extraordinaire.
Yes, yes.
God is good.
Amen. So y'all make it a task. Make sure you reach out to make Willie B and friends a part of your events coming up and your shows and different things like that.
Because guess what? If we don't praise him, the rocks are going to cry out. Well, the wood is already talking.
Exactly.
Boy, you ought to be quiet.
Thank you again, you guys. Y'all have a great, great evening.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.